All right, you ready?
Yep.
Okie dokie, then I'll talk to you later. Good morning.
Hi, Elias.
Welcome. And what shall we discuss?
First, I'd like to confirm my essence family.
Very well.
I have the impression of Sumathi Sumari.
Correct.
Okay, orientation soft.
Correct.
And focus element religious.
Correct.
Okay, also, I was wanting to know if I'm initiating, continuing, or final.
Continuing.
Continuing, okay. And essence name.
And do you incorporate an impression?
Honestly, no. No impression at all.
Essence name. Avitan.
How do you spell that?
A V I T O N.
Avitan. Excellent. Thank you. Okay. I wanted to express really quickly about like the transition that I've been going through, and to get your impression of it. Basically, around 2007, I became really depressed, and I felt really alone, and sort of like I was not getting anywhere, and things really started building up, and I was really heavy, and I felt burdened, I felt very limited. And I had difficulties in my relationship with Danielle at the time. I cheated on her. I attempted to disengage via suicide. And basically, it was just a really depressing time. Well, that night, December of 2007, after all that built up and I tried to disengage, I came to, and I was out of my body, and I was viewing my body in my bed, and it really scared me, because I thought it was another person, but it turned out to be me. I saw my body, and when I leaned over and touched my shoulder, my body kind of leaned up and looked at me and like kind of growled, like it was upset or maybe sick, and then I snapped out of it. And I went and I threw up the pills that I took. And ever since then, well, first of all, I'm curious about that out-of-body experience. How it is that happened.
This is a very natural action, my friend. And I would express that individuals generate this type of action quite frequently. It is merely that you do not necessarily objectively remember doing it. But in this type of situation, what you did was you incorporated an intention to disengage and executed an action in relation to that intention. Now, let me express as an aside that regardless of whether you incorporate an intention to generate a particular direction or action, that is not necessarily to say that you actually want to do that. You may have the intention and you may generate an attempt, but that is not necessarily an indicator that you genuinely want to engage that action. But regardless, in that situation, as you did generate an action in relation to the intention, what occurred was a temporary separation of the objective awareness from the body consciousness. Now, in that, you would remember the action of projecting outside of your body consciousness, and you can even interact with your own body consciousness in that state. There is a remaining fragment of the subject of awareness that is continuing to direct the body consciousness, for it is not dead, and in that the body consciousness can be responsive, for there is that subjective direction. And I would express that you interacting with your own body consciousness was imagery to yourself in relation to not actually genuinely wanting to disengage. And therefore, generating a communication to yourself in cautioning yourself that you could generate that action and be successful, but that you were not necessarily ready and that the timing factor was not necessarily correct at that point, and therefore, once you generated the realization that you remained present and viewing and interacting with your body consciousness, that triggered the action of you fusing back into the body consciousness. And from that point, you are aware of what occurred.
That's exactly, that was my impression as well. It was, yes, that was my impression as well. Thank you.
There are many situations, my friend, not merely a situation such as suicide, but there are many situations in which an individual may generate an intention for an action, and may begin to engage in action, and not genuinely want to follow through with that action, such as an individual may be experiencing a feeling of what they interpret as anger or frustration, and they may intend to direct that at another individual, and they may actually begin to generate that action, and once they are involved in the action, they begin to realize that they do not actually want to generate that particular action, regardless of their intention.
Thank you. So, basically, that was the what I'm consciously aware of, that was the initiating factor. That was the beginning of the transition. And so I started researching the out-of-body experiences, and I got Robert Monroe books, and I researched online, and one thing led to another, and my perception just opened up, and I started having dreams of being in a house with doors on the ceilings and walls and new boxes of doorknobs and bolts and screws for the door, and that was like I was helping myself see that I was opening up new doors, or I was becoming aware of new doors, and lots of experiences, just basically everything opened up. Now, with that being said, it was overwhelming, and it still is. I started noticing the external reality was... I saw myself in the external reality. I saw myself in people's conversations. They would be talking, people at a store would be talking to each other about whatever, and I would just happen to walk in and overhear that, and I felt that they were talking to me, not directly, but it was exactly what I was thinking at the exact time I was thinking it. That sort of awareness tends to happen more than not. I don't like leaving the house because I'm not afraid necessarily, but I just know that I'm going to continue to get these impressions. Wherever I go, I will overhear people talking about anything, and I will connect to it. And it's not a bad thing, but it's overwhelming.
Very well. Now, there are different directions that you can engage with this, depending upon what you want. You can develop this into a type of game in which it can become fun and beneficial to you, or you can shut it out if you are so choosing. And I can express methods in either direction that you can generate to accomplish either of those actions. What you are doing is allowing yourself to experience the interconnectedness of yourself with all that is around you. And this is not bad. In actuality, this is most definitely a significant aspect of shifting in recognizing and experiencing that interconnectedness and allowing yourself to be interconnected. But I am understanding the overwhelmingness of it, and I do recognize that it is an unfamiliar state, and therefore if you are not aware in information of what you are doing, it can seem to be unwieldy and it can be unnerving. Now, in actuality, becoming more and more interconnected is, in a manner of speaking, one of the goals in this shift. But you can do that in varying capacities, and you can do it in increments if you are so choosing. It is not an action that you would term to be out of your control. Now, as I expressed, you can allow yourself to remain open as you already are and merely alter your perception in relation to that openness and therefore have that become less bothersome to you. Or you can buffer and therefore shut out other energies and choose when you will allow them or when you will allow yourself to be open to them and when not. Or you can generate a combination. In this, I would be more advocating that you allow yourself to remain open and alter your perception in relation to the situation as it is not frightening to you. If it were distressing to you in a fearful manner, I would be more likely to suggest that you buffer and be engaging this openness more incrementally. But as it is not fearful to you, it is merely bothersome or unnerving, there are manners in which you can address to that and allow yourself to remain open, but not be distressed or irritated by it.
Yes.
In this, it would be your choice what you would prefer to do.
I enjoy the incorporation of the game. Sometimes I do see it that way. I know that I'm opening up to it. I'm allowing it. So therefore, I would like to know why that is and to sort of assess it. And usually nowadays, recently, I know that I can change my perception, and then it changes the way I view it completely. And immediately I can change it. So I prefer to view it as a positive thing than a negative. So I do feel it is easier. I'm having more fun than previously. It was very depressing, and I viewed the whole world was against me, victim mentality. I just thought the worst. I thought I was going crazy. But I do know now. I do know that it is. I just simply may change my perception of it, and then to a positive state, and then I can have fun with it.
Yes.
See why it is that I'm drawing this information to me, what can I learn from it, and I can have fun with it. So yes, thank you.
Yes, or it may not even necessarily be a situation of what can you learn from it. It may merely be as simple as it is an example and an expression of your interconnectedness with all that is, and in that being interconnected, it sparks your empathic sense, which is developing rapidly, and that allows you to connect with other individuals, regardless that you view them to be strangers, for within consciousness, none of them are actually strangers. And in that, you can play with the situation, recognizing and knowing that the reason that you are aware to the extent that you are in relation to other individuals is that you are interconnected with them. And in whatever situation may be occurring, or whatever conversation may be occurring, or whatever actions, you can recognize your participation as an aside, and you can allow yourself to play games with it, such as if you are connecting with another individual's conversation and you feel your participation, regardless that you are actively verbally participating, it matters not. You can engage the subject matter that is being discussed and play with that, and within yourself you can generate your own evaluations of, with this subject, how does this apply to my personal individual guidelines? How do I view this subject? And how would I engage this subject? Or you can even entertain and amuse yourself by imagining very different aspects of the subject in a humorous way, and projecting the energy that you are transforming the conversation in a manner in which now it has become a humorous and entertaining subject matter, such as a hypothetical example. Let us say two individuals are incorporating a conversation in relation to the weather, and in that they are also discussing their plans to be generating a gathering with friends for an outdoor meal, and therefore the subject of the weather is an important factor in their conversation. And you may feel yourself drawn into this conversation or the experience of the individuals participating in it. And in that, knowing that you are merely experiencing your interconnectedness, you could hypothetically play with the subject matter. Therefore, you could imagine different types of scenarios that incorporate different weather configurations that you would view as amusing in the situation with the gathering of individuals. Therefore, there are many different manners in which you can play with that interconnectedness. And in that, rather than being a situation of constant chatter of outside sources that could be bothersome, it can be a situation in which there is a continuous game occurring in which you can be creative and be inventing many different types of scenarios in every aspect of the game.
Yes. I understand. I will definitely play with this and not fear it. Thank you. I have another important question. For a while now, I see like TV static, like lots and lots and lots of specs. And with if I I used to have to focus on it, and now I see them everywhere. It's getting more vibrant, it's easier to perceive. And through these specs, I'll notice colors start to, it's like a storm that's already there of colors moving around, floating around, merging and transforming and molding and evolving and within the static. And it's like a, an overlay of dimensions. Like there's this dimension that's kind of the same. It has rules and it's physicality in the table that I'm in the chair I'm sitting on, and I see it, and I imagine others see it equally or similarly. But then through this static, it's almost as if there's a whole other dimension or a whole other energy system, because within the static, within these colors, within these impressions, I also see it looks like glowing eyes, other beings. It looks like people waving at me every now and then. People floating. I see energy colors that will hover over my body. I see flashes of light out of my peripheral. I see a whole bunch of really interesting things. Can you talk about that?
What you are doing, which once again is related to the interconnectedness, and it is related to you expanding and opening your awareness. You are seeing more of your reality than you were previously. I have expressed many times previously, there is much more within your reality, in your dimension, than you are aware of, and within your space arrangement. And in relation to objects, every physical manifestation within your reality is created by consciousness, is consciousness. There are different configurations of consciousness with different vibrational qualities, and not all of them you deem to be living, but they are all moving, for consciousness is in continuous motion. And in that, what you are doing is you are allowing yourself to actually sharpen your physical senses and use them to actually engage more of your reality. Now, in relation to other beings, so to speak, this is a combination. At times, you may be viewing configurations of energy of other essences. But at times, you are viewing other manifestations that occupy your space arrangement, but are merely not participating in your actual reality. They incorporate a different reality. But they are present. They are very present within your same space arrangement. They merely do not participate in your official reality. But that is not to say that you cannot see them or engage them and be aware of them, even with your physical senses. You can. Your senses are more attuned to perceiving much more than you generally allow them to engage. And in this, I would express that this is another aspect of expanding and shifting and being aware of much more of your reality, I would be congratulating of you.
Thank you. Well, I'm not crazy.
No, you are not crazy.
Well, thank you very much. It's been wonderful. And I bid you farewell.
You are very welcome, my friend. I shall be anticipating our next meeting. And I shall be offering my energy and my presence to you continuously in encouragement and in supportiveness of your expansion.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. To you, my friend, in tremendous affection and in great lovingness. Au revoir.